Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
This person said, John Williams, this sounds like your Hurrah-Ball guy. I'll tell that story in a minute. First, Flagler County deputies responded to calls from concerned citizens in Florida who spotted a strange vessel on the beach in the hammock area. The vessel's sole occupant was discovered safe inside without any injuries. He told authorities he had set off for New York from St. Augustine. Think about that. He set off for New York from St. Augustine area before encountering complications that brought him back to shore. The seafarer, identified as Reza Bellucci of Central Florida, told Fox 35 Orlando, he was attempting to run his floating bubble vessel from Florida to Bermuda or travel north up the coast to raise money for charity. He's in this giant, it looks like metal contraption, with a whole bunch of balloons and flotation devices affixed to it. And it's kind of like a treadmill wheel so that he can walk and pedal it as he goes, as it floats. And he was going to walk on the water hundreds, thousands of miles, which reminded people of our Hurrah-Ball story that then producer Matt Bubala and I encountered. Hi, Matt Bubala. How are you?
Buddy.
How have you been?
I've been good. I'm glad to see that our guy finally got it all worked out, got it on the water.
Okay, so I need you to help me remember the Hurrah-Ball story. How do you tell?
So funny. When Elif called this morning, I'm thinking, gosh, it's so long ago. That, I was thinking, John, that had to be like 15 years ago now.
Yeah, yeah. I was doing middays at this radio station. You were my producer.
Yeah, and Maxfield was in traffic, doubting, or was it, maybe it was already Leslie, doubting it the whole time.
Yeah, Dave Stewart was doing news for us.
They were the voices of reason. I were all in.
If ever there was like a doubting Thomas, it would be Dave Stewart, the legendary newsman around here.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell the story the way you tell it.
The way I remember it is, there was some hurricane bearing down in Florida, so we're talking about it, and some listener claimed that he had built this, and I don't know if he called it Hurrah-Ball or if you did, but what in my mind, I think of a small miniature replica of the Epcot Center ball.
Yes.
And something that looks like that, and we got out on a trailer, we're headed down to Florida. I'm guessing they were going to tow it out to sea and let it go in the middle of the hurricane. He had all this instrumentation, right? They're going to learn about hurricanes by getting battered around like a ping pong ball in there.
Okay, so he said that he had the material and technology that is used to make the exterior of a golf ball. That it was a golf ball exterior, and he put an airplane window, like a passenger airplane window on a 747 or whatever, stuck on the side, and then a lawn chair in there. I don't remember how it was going to be propelled. No, he was just going to he wanted to bounce around in the hurricane.
Yeah, they were just going to like let him go in the hurricane, right?
And then he was just going to, whoa, hey, woo! And he was going to bounce around in the ocean in the hurricane.
Was there some scientific reason for this? I thought like there was at least, this wasn't just a complete, you know, jackass stunt, right? This was like something that was going to propel the humankind in some way?
I think it was a complete jackass stunt because he said his wife was really ticked at him. And so he would call in every now and then and tell us about his plans and how it's going.
Yeah, on his way down.
Yeah, and
right?
Then he called us on his way down. You heard him on the car, and he was on his way down to Florida.
Yes, and I want to say this is where it all unraveled, because then we kept calling for updates, and his girlfriend or wife or whoever she was finally got sick of taking my call and being like, well, I'm not sure where he is. I haven't heard from him, because then you and I started freaking out, like, maybe he's dead. And she's finally, I think, yelled at him, like, will you tell them the truth already? And that's when he came clean, right?
Yeah. So then one day, after stringing us on for a few weeks during this hurricane season, whatever, and then he goes, yeah, I'm just making this up. And we just burst out, you know. I mean, and, you know, I think Dave Stewart was like, you idiots, you are so busted. I was really happy that the guy was very inventive. It was a great story.
It was a great bit, but I was very hurt that I fell for that. I mean, John, we became like the parents that you look at like, really? Did you just, you know, answer the text from Best Buy and let them access your computer and look through the whole thing? That's how I felt at that moment.
Right. I am the guy who responds to the Nigerian prince now, but but he was just so compelling because he wasn't jokey about it at all. He was
really good.
Stone face, just going, well, I've got this machine that, you know, makes the exterior for golf balls, and I've been able to, and I think it'd be really cool to just bounce around in the rough sea. And then listeners were really angry at us for this was a
encouraging
death,
him, right?
Right, because we're like, dude, this is so crazy. Go, man. How's it going? Do it. A couple of stupid DJs on the radio. Do it, man. But God bless him, when he called in from his car and told us that he was towing the Hurrah-Ball down. He wasn't towing the Hurrah-Ball. He was just in his car. And then
driving to work.
What did we know? We didn't have FaceTime. We didn't know. Why didn't we ask him to send us pictures of the thing?
Well, at the time, he's like, what, I'll run to Walgreens and print them out and send them to you? I mean, this is pre-2007, so it's pre-iPhone. I mean, that wasn't happening then, really.
No, it wasn't. Wow. Boy, were you stupid as the producer of the show to be putting that guy on all the time.
Well, I'm sure there were meetings that you were like, I don't know, Matt just kept making me do it. I said we should move on. But
so now here's this guy in his own version of the Hurrah-Ball with a bubble vessel that he's going to pedal to New York.
Now, do you believe that this is real? Did somebody see him take off? Or is this like the guy that got... Do you believe in the guy that got swallowed by the whale and then spit up?
Yeah, how about that? There was a guy who said he was consumed by a whale and spit out.
Yeah.
I don't believe that guy. But I see a picture of this thing, this contraption this guy built.
Well, couldn't this guy have just dropped it on the beach and said, yeah, I just landed here?
Well, that wouldn't be any fun. So what are you doing these days,
jumping
Matt?
Jumping in at the end of the marathon and running through the tape and woo! I mean, you get your moment of it.
Anything you need to plug, Mr. Bubala? Anything I can do for you? I just wanted to make sure I remembered that story correctly.
Well, and I have no idea if we remember it correctly at all. You know, time fades things. But it was fun while it lasted, that's for sure. Nothing to plug for me. Generally, I'm on Friday nights, 10 to 1 a.m. I'm off this weekend to travel for business, but excited to be with people next week, 10 p.m. on Friday nights.
Yeah, I don't know what your nighttime listening habits are, travel habits are, but I think we have pretty good radio on weekends here on WGN, and Matt's still part of the lineup. Okay, good to hear you, buddy.
Good to talk to you, John.
I still call him Producer Matt. He's Host Matt, but when I saw that, I thought, Matt, did we really fall for that?